With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Senate has passed a stopgap spending bill in the House, expected to clear the bill for the president's signature by this evening. House Speaker Mike Johnson rejected last-minute demands from members of the House Freedom Caucus. This prevents a partial government shutdown after midnight Friday. Retired U.S. Navy Admiral James Stavridis says the U.S. may be headed for a regional conflict with Iran over attacks by its proxy terrorist groups. Correspondent Bob Agnew has more.
Admiral Stavridis says the White House is moving in the right direction.
Kudos to the administration for finally starting to launch these strikes against the Houthis. We ought to be ramping those up rapidly.
With a goal, Stavridis says, of sending a clear message about Iran launching more attacks from another proxy, Hezbollah.
We ought to be giving the signal to Iran that, yes, we will strike Hezbollah with Israel if Hezbollah makes another offensive move.
Admiral Stavridis was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, a Justice Department review has identified a myriad of failures in the police response to the shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. That shooting killed 19 students and two teachers in 2022. Attorney General Merrick Garland commented on the length of time before the situation was resolved.
77 minutes after the first officers arrived on the scene, and after 45 rounds had been fired by the active shooter, the shooter was killed.
The federal review, which was launched just days after the shooting, provides an extremely harsh look at the missteps by police after a gunman opened fire at Robb Elementary School. The Dow is up 202 points, the NASDAQ adding 183. This is SRN News. Open Doors U.S. has released its annual World Watch List.
It's a ranking of the nations where religious persecution is the worst, and coming in at number one, as it has for years, is North Korea. The brutal communist dictatorship officially outlaws Christianity altogether. Number two on the World Watch List is Somalia, followed by Libya, Eritrea, and Yemen. Rounding out the top ten on the annual rundown, Nigeria, Pakistan, Sudan, Iran, and Afghanistan. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A divide amongst Missouri abortion advocates over whether to include restrictions regarding the viability of an unborn baby in a planned ballot measures is roiling the movement. One side wants completely unlimited abortion, while the other side worries that a no-limit strategy will sink their chances of passing any abortion amendment at all. This is SRN News. NATO will launch next week its biggest war games in decades, with around 90,000 personnel set to take part in months-long military exercises. Steadfast Defender 24, aimed at showing Russia the alliance is determined to defend all of its territory. The war games are meant to deter Russia from targeting a member country. Japan signing a deal with the U.S. to purchase up to 400 Tomahawk cruise missiles.
The deal is part of Japan's ongoing military buildup in response to increased regional threats. The government has pledged to double its annual defense spending by 2027. That would make Japan the world's third biggest military spender after the United States and China.
Correspondent Jeremy House, U.S. Ambassador to Japan, Rahm Emanuel, attending a signing event at Japan's defense ministry that was today. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.